study discusses the expected clinical and biochemical progression among patients with sickle cell nephropathy, the utility of various biomarkers, and the limitations of conventional biomarkers. Novel biomarkers used in combination have been demonstrated to have a higher diagnostic yield as compared to that of individual markers, necessitating a collaborative approach in the standardization and utilization of promising biomarkers such as kidney injury molecule 1, KIM1, monocyte chemoattractant protein 1, MCP1, N-acetyl beta-D glucosaminidase, NAG, ceruloplasmin, orosomycoid, nephrin, cation channels, and endothelial dysfunction.